Hello, my name is John Lidecker.
Analogy making is the perception of common essence between two things.
And welcome to the first of a six-episode series called Variation.
In America, they tend to have these great big screens for the game itself, so that you can watch the game on television while the game is in process. Kind of situation that I think it invites an enormous awareness of actual process to participate in the kind of replay of the thing while it is still ongoing. Participation in replay is a form of pattern recognition that is new in the media and has, I'd say, rather large consequences, mostly cognitive. I once asked a famous quarterback in American football on television, once asked him what the effect of the instant replay had been on the game of football. And he said, "We have now to play the game in such a way that the audience can watch the actual process that we're performing. They're not any longer interested just in the effect of the play. They want to see the nature of the play. So they've had to open up the play."
Analogy making is the perception of common essence between two things.
Covering the history of appropriative collage in music.
Categorization is the name of the cognition game. But analogy is the mechanism that creates or allows categorization to happen. By categorization, I mean deciding what something is, what the essence of something is. So now, one could sort of summarize this in a corny little analogy. Again, analogy is the motor of the car of thought, and then we then can even write it down as this little thing. Analogy is to thinking, as a motor is to a car. A is to B, as C is to D. And this sort of reduces it down to the old standard, you know, A is to B, C is to D. Proportional analogy looks like a fraction. And that's very nice, and it's the kind of thing, you know, like shoe is to foot, as glove is to hand, and these kinds of things that maybe they put on IQ tests and SATs and things like that. But that's not how I think of analogy either. I mean, that's again putting it into a little tiny box and saying that all of analogy is A is to B as C is to D, and it misses the point. So I don't know. I can't define anything, and I kind of hate definitions. But
new compositions made using recordings of older ones. It's a practice that in the 80s became known as sampling, after the digital sampler. A breakthrough instrument which was designed to mimic traditional musical instruments by allowing the player to trigger recordings of them back on a keyboard. But it didn't take long for musicians to realize the true strength of the sampler was the way in which it made it easy to collage and manipulate the best sounds from their favorite records into new pieces of music. This practice entered the popular mainstream by the 80s, long after many observers had already identified collage as the defining new art form of the 20th century.
We're gonna have a little fun,
and the roots of this music go back just as far.
To let you know that
over the course of this series, we'll be looking at these roots as appropriative collage developed across both experimental and mainstream.
And as long as you groove.
We begin with a composer who could easily kick off almost any overview of experimental music in the United States. Hello, my name is John Lydon.
Remember that 12, eh? make a sound and feel.